finally, some music, not some words just opening up. This kind of thing. I remember one time
I'm too that. Loud.
Cut me off. I was going to do my pre-song monologue. Isn't that like a thing? Isn't that a thing now?
Is that a thing?
You say you play songs that have a lot of talking?
Is that what Talking Heads is about?
Is,
no.
That, is that what that band is about? Just talk the whole song?
No. Anyway, welcome back to Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. It's time to make picks. You're up one this month.
I'm up one, and there's a big reason
And you
why.
Know why you would be up two. You would have gotten perfect picks if you weren't being a jackass and picked the Cowboys last week.
You know, it's almost like I tell you the same thing, but with the Packers. And I also tell you, too, you could pick my Broncos. No one's stopping
That's
you
not a
from
thing,
picking my Broncos.
Because me picking your Broncos out of spite is not going to do anything for them. They already suck.
Every, yeah, they do suck.
You're Mr. Oh, I'm making all these crazy picks and everything.
I am.
Only missing like two picks a month.
I
because
three.
You keep picking the goddamn Cowboys. That's the only picks you get wrong.
No,
so
I got
stop
the
doing
wrong
it.
Last week. I'm picking Cowboys this week, so
stop
you gotta
it.
Pick them first.
Stop picking the Cowboys. You get it wrong every time.
Just pick it first. So I'm up 4-3, which isn't bad. I got my Bucks -2.5 right. I got my Cardinals +3 right because they beat the shit out of the Rams. I got my Bills wrong. I got my Giants 4.5 right because they beat the Texans. Got my Titans -2.5 right. They beat the Broncos, of course. I knew that was going to happen. My Niners I didn't get right, though. -7.5 I got wrong because they only won by 6. That was fucking upsetting. They beat the Chargers, but they only beat them by 6, so 7.5.
Yeah.
Should have got that one right.
But you think that's frustrating? I should have had 11 points for the Chiefs, and they won by 10.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Or how about the Bears, who were up? Justin Fields got crazy, and then they blew it to the Lions.
I thought the Lions
like the
last
were the team.
Minute. You were like a big...
That's last year.
I'm a big Detroit guy.
I would have got 5 right if it wasn't for that. The ones I got right were that Charger pick, and I picked the Colts over the Raiders, and I picked the Dolphins over the Browns. I feel like I'm missing one. Oh, no, those are
no,
the three,
three
I got.
Yeah. So that was 3. Yeah, Sal. So you're only down 1. You still have to take that crazy shot tomorrow when we go to the Verdugo Bar. It's going to be on our Instagram, @TooLoudPod. You can take that shot and then just follow it up with the Chicago shot and call it a day. We're going to just say that really swiftly, so you don't think about it, you just do it. And, yeah, it'll be funny. But we have to get into these picks now, Sal. Got to get into nitty-gritty, and I'm going to let you choose first.
Give me the fucking Cowboys, beat the Vikings, you fucking piece of shit.
What's the spread?
It's 1.5 favoring the Cowboys on the road.
That's crazy.
You know what? Tease that by 6.
Because you guys are just going to...
We're going to fucking beat the Vikings this week.
Just Jefferson only getting, like, 10 fantasy points this week? Like eight point
he has his worst games against the Cowboys, but I'm not even going into the Cowboys are going to win this week. Give me the Cowboys.
Who's going to score all on the Cowboys? Who's going to be the guy?
I don't know. Tony Pollard and CD.
Yes.
Dak will probably rush one into.
It definitely sounds like it. All right, then. Give me I am going to take the Philadelphia Eagles -8.5 against the Colts. That's a good one. The Eagles should beat the living dog shit out of the Colts. But they might not.
Damn.
They might not. It might be the new Jeff Saturday rah-rah coach.
I was going to pick the Colts +6.5 at home.
It's +6.5?
For the Colts at home, yeah.
Oh, so, well, now then I'm getting, well,
wait,
it's -6.5. What is it there then? So it's -6.5 Eagles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I got the opening spread. I'm doing -6.5 then. So that means everyone's taking the Colts. And the Eagles spread's getting lower and lower. I'm liking this. I'm liking this. We're doing live bets right now. Love it.
To my other one. In that case, give me the game that was moved. That was supposed to be a snowball. But now it's Detroit ball. Give me the Bills in Detroit. In the dome against the Browns by 7.5.
7.5? Opening spread was 8.5. So I mean, people are... You're
it probably
people.
Moved because they thought it was going to be a snow game. But then...
Yeah.
It's not anymore.
Cincinnati Bengals, what is their spread? Do you have it there? Opening spread is -4.5.
-3.5 Bengals.
-3.5. Are you fucking serious? Give me minus. Oh, it's because they always struggle against them. I get it.
It's a division game.
I get it. Give me -3.5 Bengals, though. I think the Bengals are just a way better team than the Steelers. But the Steelers just got. Did they beat the Saints last week or did they lose? They beat them up.
Yeah, the defense is looking better because TJ Watt's back and Minka should play this week,
I'm cool
too.
With it. I'm cool with it. Give me Bengals -3.5. I got them. Off the bye week. But even though they already know each other, so that the bye week doesn't even matter. It's just a battle on who's better, and I think Kenny Pickett sucks. This year. Tiny
All right, I got a couple of upsets I'm picking. First one, give me Texans at home plus +3 against the Commanders. I think people are going to be all wet for them because
that is actually a really good one.
They just ended the Eagles undefeated streak.
Yeah.
But I think Damon Pierce goes crazy this week.
Dang, I guess I just didn't get like a good MGM spread thing. It was only showing it's only showing fucking, what's it called? Like the top 12 bets. And I don't want to take MGM's bets because they're just out here trying to, ooh, you should go with this one. But I'm not down with it.
No, bitch, you're not going to look at my spread.
Well, I'm not looking at your spread. I'm trying to fucking, I thought that was just the thing. All right. I am going to take Jets plus +3.5 on the road against the Patriots. I think they're just going to beat them. I get that the Patriots beat them last time, but I don't think so this time. I think that the Jets have a better defense. Mac Jones looks awful. Tramondre Stevenson is going to split it with Damien Harris and watch him just fumble one time. And then that's going to change everything. And honestly, the Jets should have won the last time because Sauce Gardner got a pick and took it to the house, but they called it back because of like a late hit on Mac Jones. Then he went on and tied the game after that instead of going up 14 off the pick. And the rest is history, and they won. So I think it was collusion and tomfoolery.
Second upset of the week. Give me the Lions plus +3 on the road.
Okay.
Against the Giants.
What? Lions upset on the Giants.
That's probably the pick I'm feeling least confident about because Saquon should rush for like 200 yards against the Lions, but it's the Lions have 2 wins in a row. They're streaky right now. So give me the Lions against the Giants.
All right. Raiders at Broncos. I got Raiders plus +2.5. That's fuck the Broncos. Don't bet on that game. It's fucked. Last time I thought the Broncos were better than the Raiders, I was completely wrong. And I'm never going to make that mistake ever again. Raiders are trash. The Broncos are worse. Broncos have a great defense, but when they played the Raiders last time, they still gave up 35 points. And I think that's going to happen again. So
even if everybody hates Josh McDaniels?
And why is this crazy graphic going on Pro Football Focus, Bleacher Report, and everyone like, oh, Russell Wilson, if he would have just scored 18 points all week, they'd be 8-1.
Because it's true.
And then you throw out the other stat, like, oh, you know the Broncos have the #1 points against defense? Like, they only allow 16 points a game. Like, and they're playing the trashy Raiders and Josh McDaniels. Yeah, don't fucking buy it, dude. Raiders plus +2.5. They're going to fucking win this on the road. Give me Raiders.
All right, then give me, crap. I didn't want to pick this game, but fuck it.
Picking the Rams game or what?
Nah, I'll see what game you pick after this. So I'm going to pick Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs on the road in L.A. against the Chargers minus -5.5.
You're picking Patrick Mahomes minus -5.5?
Yeah, I think they should win by a touchdown.
I'm pretty fucking, oh my God, dude. You know the last time when I bet your dad and we all thought Patrick Mahomes was going to win?
Yes,
it was 5.5 too.
You said that in the first
But I'm saying
segment.
It was minus -5.5, same exact spread. And I thought same shit, Patrick Mahomes is going to win. Yes, Tyreek Hill,
and he doesn't have any receivers this week. It's only...
And apparently Justin Herbert's getting
Scantling.
His receivers back, and you still think minus -5.5.
That's why I'm picking the Chiefs. That's why on the road. That's it.
I just wouldn't have picked that game. I would have, and I guess you're right. I don't want to even pick that game.
There's
too.
A lot. The rest of these games aren't the smartest bets.
Rams versus Saints. I got Rams plus +3 on the road. I think only because that funny ass thing happened on the road with it wasn't a PI thing. The Rams kind of got them. And every single time I think about when the Rams played the Rams always beat them. Like, every single time I see it. And the Rams always hurt their starting quarterback, so they're probably going to hurt Andy Dalton. Jameis Winston's coming in. Throw a pick. They're going to lose. I got Rams plus +3 on the road. Matt Stafford should be back this week.
All right, well, then I'm going to give you the other game. So I'm going to take the Falcons minus -3 at home.
Okay.
The Bears defense is a lot worse than...
How many picks do you have? Do you have 4 or 5, I mean?
That would be 6.
That would be 6?
That'd be my 6th pick.
Oh, okay. Wait, which one did you say on the road?
Falcons.
Falcons.
Falcons at home.
Oh, okay. That's the
other one. Minus -3, Falcons at home.
Damn it. Yeah, that was the game I missed. Okay, then I guess I'm stuck with this game.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to pick this next game.
I love you, Deontay Foreman. So I'm going to go Panthers plus +12.5.
13.
Plus +13. Damn, so everyone's going Panthers then. Yeah, so the Ravens are going to win fucking... I'm taking 13 points. The Panthers' defense is pretty good, and the Ravens' best receiver is Duvernay. So, I'm going fucking... Mark Andrews is going to be back too, but still. Best receiver is still Duvernay. I got Panthers. Plus +13. Deontay Foreman, baby.
2-touchdown game. It could happen. And then Monday Night Football in your motherland, Mexico. Namor.
It is in fucking Mexico.
Monday night, Niners against the Cardinals. Cardinals are getting 8 points in Mexico.
Marquise Brown better not play this game. Marquise Brown might come back. I swear if this guy fucking... The field's not right or some way. It's a little lumpy because it always is in Mexico and they always fuck it up. It better be fucking right this time because the whole point of like even... And then who knows if it gets pushed down because last time they had it, they were supposed to have Monday night in Mexico. Fucking those Rams Chiefs, they got pushed to freaking Coliseum and it ended up being one of the greatest games of all time. So I don't like that it's in Mexico at all, but I got the Niners kicking their ass because the Niners are a way better team than the Cardinals, in my opinion.
Yeah, Kyler Murray not
play. What was it again?
Play?
Plus what?
Plus 8.
Yeah, Niners plus 8.
No, you're well, minus 8 for the Niners.
Minus 8, sorry.
Yeah, and I'll take 8 points in Mexico. So that's the one we'll split on this week.
Who do you think's going to party more? That's the real question. You're right. Kyler Murray's not going to party. He's going to be playing Call of Duty, and
yeah.
Jimmy G's going to be partying.
Exactly.
Saw him fucking courtside at the Golden State game. All the cheerleaders were hyped to see him. Didn't even recognize who Christian McCaffrey or George Kittle was.
Nope.
But that was all of our picks. Let us know what you think at Too Loud Pod. Thank you for listening wherever you are listening. This podcast will be available wherever you stream podcasts. And we are we're on a mission right now. We're moving forward. It's almost into the playoffs. Playoffs around the corner. We're 9-1 in fantasy. I'm up in picks. Sal's trying to do his redeem tour. And hopefully he can actually win a month. That's all we need. 1 month, Sal. But I think I know what. You're not going to win this month. You're going to win December because that's your birth month. And that's the only month you'll win. And I'll be kind of okay with that because birthday magic is kind of strong sometimes. But that's our week 11 picks. And we'll be back for next week. And we are Too Loud. Finally, some music, not some words just opening up. With this kind of. Remember one time was
I'm too loud.
Cut me off. I was gonna do my pre-song monologue. Isn't that like a thing? Isn't that a thing now?
Is that a thing?
You say you play songs that have a lot of talking.
Is that what Talking Heads is about? No.
Is that what that band is about? Just talk the whole song?
No. Anyway, welcome back to Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. It's time to make picks. You're up one this month.
I'm up one, and there's a big reason
why. And you
why.
Know why you would be up two. You would have gotten perfect picks if you weren't being a jackass and picked the Cowboys last week.
You know, it's almost like I tell you the same thing, but with the Packers. And I also tell you, too, you could pick my Broncos. No one's stopping
That's
you
not a
from
thing,
picking my Broncos.
Because me picking your Broncos out of spite is not going to do anything for them. They already suck. Every
yeah, they do suck.
You're Mr. Oh, I'm making all these crazy picks and everything.
I am.
Only missing like 2 picks a month
I
because
three.
You keep picking the goddamn Cowboys. That's the only picks you get wrong.
No,
so
I got
stop
the
doing
last
it.
One. I'm gonna pick Cowboys this week, so
stop
you gotta
it.
Pick them first.
Stop picking the Cowboys. You get it wrong every time.
Just pick it first. So I'm up 4-3, which isn't bad. I got my Bucks -2.5 right. I got my Cardinals +3 right because they beat the shit out of the Rams. I got my Bills wrong. I got my Giants 4.5 right because they beat the Texans. Got my Titans -2.5 right. They beat the Broncos. Of course, I knew that was gonna happen. My Niners, I didn't get right though. -7.5, I got wrong because they only won by 6. That was fucking upsetting. They beat the Chargers, but they only beat them by 6. So 7.5.
Yeah.
Should have got that one right. But
you think that's frustrating? I should have had 11 points for the Chiefs, and they won by 10.
Yeah, that's.
Or like how about the Bears who were up? Justin Fields got crazy, and then they blew it to the Lions.
I thought the Lions
like the last
team.
Minute.
You were like a big.
That's last year.
I'm a big Detroit guy.
I would have got 5 right if it wasn't for that. The ones I got right were that Charger pick, and I picked the Colts over the Raiders, and I picked the Dolphins over the Browns. I feel like I'm missing one. Oh, no, those are the 3 I got.
Yeah. So that was 3. Yeah, Sal. So you're only down 1. You still have to take that crazy shot tomorrow when we go to the Verdugo Bar. It's going to be on our Instagram, at Too Loud Pod. You can take that shot and then just follow it up with the Chicago shot and call it a day. We're going to just say that really swiftly, so you don't think about it, you just do it. And, it'll be funny. But we have to get into these picks now, Sal. Got to get into nitty-gritty, and I'm going to let you choose first.
Give me the fucking Cowboys, beat the Vikings, you fucking piece of shit.
What's the spread?
It's 1.5 favoring the Cowboys on the road.
That's crazy.
You know what? Tease that by 6.
Because you guys are just going to...
We're going to fucking beat the Vikings this week.
Just Jefferson only getting, like, 10 fantasy points this week? Like eight point.
He has his worst games against the Cowboys, but I'm not even going into the Cowboys are going to win this week. Give me the Cowboys.
Who's going to score all the, on the Cowboys? Who's going to be the guy?
I don't know. Tony Pollard and CD. Yes. Dak will probably rush one into.
It definitely sounds like it. All right, then. Give me I am going to take the Philadelphia Eagles minus 8.5 against the Colts.
Ah, you bitch.
That's a good one. The Eagles should beat the living dog shit out of the Colts. But they might not.
Damn.
They might not. It might be the new Jeff Saturday. Rah-rah coach.
I was going to pick the Colts plus 6.5 at home.
It's plus 6.5?
For the Colts at home, yeah.
Oh, so, well, now then I'm getting, well,
wait,
it's minus 6.5. What is it there then? So it's minus 6.5 Eagles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I got the opening spread. I'm doing minus 6.5 then. So that means everyone's taking the Colts. And the Eagles spread's getting lower and lower. I'm liking this. I'm liking this. Damn. We're doing live bets right now. Love it.
To my other one. In that case, give me the game that was moved. That was supposed to be a snowball, but now it's a Detroit ball. Give me the Bills in Detroit, in the dome, against the Browns by 7.5.
7.5? Opening spread was 8.5. So that means people are you're
it probably moved because they thought it was going to be a snow game, but then it's not anymore.
Cincinnati Bengals, what is their spread? Do you have it there? Opening spread is minus 4.5.
Minus 3.5 Bengals.
Minus 3.5? Are you fucking serious? Give me minus. Oh, it's because they always struggle against them. I get
it. It's a division game.
I get it. Give me minus 3.5 Bengals, though. I think the Bengals are just a way better team than the Steelers. But the Steelers just got. Did they beat the Saints last week or did they lose? They beat them up.
Yeah, the defense is looking better because TJ Watt's back and Minka should play this week.
I'm cool
too.
With it. I'm cool with it. Give me Bengals minus 3.5. I got them. Off the bye week. But even though they already know each other, so that the bye week doesn't even matter. It's just it's a battle on who's better, and I think Kenny Pickett sucks. This year.
All right, I got a couple of upsets I'm picking. First one, give me Texans at home plus 3 against the Commanders. I think people are going to be all wet for them because
that is actually a really good one.
They ended the Eagles' undefeated streak.
Yeah.
But I think Damon Pierce goes crazy this week.
Alright. Dang, I guess I just didn't get like a good MGM spread thing. It was only showing like. So I'm showing fucking what's it called, like the top 12 bets, and I don't want to take MGM's bets because they're just out here trying to, like, ooh, you should go with this one, but I'm not down with it.
No, bitch, you're not gonna look at my spread.
Well, I'm not looking at your spread. I'm trying to fucking. Well, I thought that was just the thing. All right, I am going to take Jets plus 3.5 on the road against the Patriots. I think they're just gonna beat them. I get that the Patriots beat them last time, but I don't think so. I think that the Jets have a better defense. Mac Jones looks awful. Tramondre Stevenson is going to split it with Damien Harris and watch him just fumble one time. And then that's going to change everything. And honestly, the Jets should have won the last time because Sauce Gardner got a pick and took it to the house. But they called it back because of like a late hit on Mac Jones. Then he went on and tied the game after that instead of going up 14 off the pick. And the rest is history and they won. So I think it was collusion and tomfoolery.
Second upset of the week. Give me the Lions plus 3 on the road.
Okay.
Against the Giants.
What? Lions upset on the Giants.
That's probably the pick I'm feeling least confident about because Saquon should rush for like 200 yards against the Lions, but it's the Lions have 2 wins in a row. They're streaky right now. Okay. So give me the Lions against the Giants.
All right. Raiders at Broncos. I got Raiders plus 2.5. That's fuck the Broncos. Don't bet on that game. It's fucked. Last time I thought the Broncos were better than the Raiders, I was completely wrong. And I'm never going to make that mistake ever again. Raiders are trash. The Broncos are worse. Broncos have a great defense, but when they played the Raiders last time, they still gave 35 points. And I think that's going to happen again. So
even if everybody hates Josh McDaniels?
And why is this crazy graphic going on Pro Football Focus, Bleacher Report, and everyone like, oh, Russell Wilson, if he would have just scored 18 points all week, they'd be 8-1.
Because it's true.
And then you throw out the other stat, like, oh, you know the Broncos have the number one points against defense? Like, they only allow 16 points a game. Like, and they're playing the trashy Raiders and Josh McDaniels. Yeah, don't fucking buy it, dude. Raiders plus 2.5. They're going to fucking win this on the road. Give me Raiders.
All right, then give me, crap. I didn't want to pick this game, but fuck it.
Picking the Rams game or what?
Nah, I'll see what game you pick after this. So I'm going to pick Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs on the road in LA against the Chargers minus 5.5.
You're picking Patrick Mahomes minus 5.5.
Yeah, I think they should win by a touchdown.
I'm pretty fucking... Oh, my God, dude. You know the last time when I bet your dad and we all thought Patrick Mahomes was going to win?
Yes,
it was 5.5, too.
You said that in the first
But I'm saying
segment.
It was minus 5.5. Same exact spread. And I thought same shit. Patrick Mahomes is going to win. He has Tyreek Hill. He has everyone.
And he doesn't have any receivers this week. It's only Tooney
and apparently Justin Herbert's getting
Scantling.
His receivers back, and you still think minus 5.5.
That's why I'm picking the Chiefs. That's why on the road. That's it.
I just wouldn't have picked that game. I would have. And I guess you're right. I don't want to even pick that game.
There's
too.
A lot. The rest of these games aren't the smartest bets.
Rams versus Saints. I got Rams plus 3 on the road. I think only because that funny ass thing happened on the road with a. It wasn't a PI thing. The Rams kind of got them. And every single time I think about when the Rams played the Saints, the Rams always beat them. Like every single time I see it. And the Rams always hurt their starting quarterback, so they're probably going to hurt Andy Dalton. Jameis Winston's coming in. Throw a pick. They're going to lose. I got Rams plus 3 on the road. Matt Stafford should be back this week.
All right, well, then I'm going to give you the other game. So I'm going to take the Falcons minus 3 at home.
Okay.
The Bears defense is a lot worse than...
How many picks do you have? Do you have 4 or 5, I mean?
That would be 6.
That would be 6?
That would be my 6th pick.
Oh, okay. Wait, which one did you say on the road?
Falcons. Falcons at home.
Oh, okay, that's the...
It'll be minus 3, Falcons at home.
Damn it. Yeah, that was the game I missed. Okay, then I guess I'm stuck with this game.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to pick this next game.
I love you, Deontay Foreman. So I'm going to go Panthers plus 12.5.
13.
Plus 13. Damn, so everyone's going Panthers then. Yeah, so the Ravens are going to win fucking... I'm taking 13 points... The Panthers defense is pretty good, and the Ravens' best receiver is Duvernay. So, I'm going fucking. Mark Andrews is going to be back too, but still. Best receiver is still Duvernay. I got Panthers. Plus 13. Deontay Foreman, baby.
2 touchdown game. It could happen. And then Monday Night Football in your motherland, Mexico. Namor.
It isn't fucking Mexico.
Monday night, Niners against the Cardinals. Cardinals are getting 8 points
in
Mexico.
Marquise Brown better not play this game.
Marquise
I
Brown
swear
might
if
come
this
back.
Guy fucking the field's not right or some way. It's a little lumpy because it always is in Mexico and they always fuck it up. It better be fucking right this time because the whole point of like even and then who knows if it gets pushed down because last time they were supposed to have Monday night in Mexico. Fucking those Rams Chiefs, they got pushed to freaking Coliseum and it ended up being one of the greatest games of all time. So I don't like that it's in Mexico at all, but I got the Niners kicking their ass because the Niners are a way better team than the Cardinals, in my opinion.
Yeah, Kyler Murray not
play. What was it again?
Play?
Plus what?
Plus 8.
Yeah, Niners plus 8.
No, you're well, minus 8 for the Niners.
Minus 8, sorry.
Yeah, and I'll take 8 points in Mexico. So that's the one we'll split on this week.
Who do you think's going to party more? That's the real question. You're right. Kyler Murray's not going to party. He's going to be playing Call of Duty, and
yeah.
Jimmy G's going to be partying.
Exactly.
Saw him fucking courtside at the Golden State game. All the cheerleaders were hyped to see him. Didn't even recognize who Christian McCaffrey or George Kittle was.
Nope.
But that was all of our picks. Let us know what you think at Too Loud Pod. Thank you for listening wherever you are listening. This podcast will be available wherever you stream podcasts. And we are we're on a mission right now. We're moving forward. It's almost into the playoffs. Playoffs around the corner. We're 9-1 in fantasy. I'm up in picks. Sal's trying to do his redeem tour. And hopefully he could actually... win a month. That's all we need. 1 month, Sal. But I think I know what. You're not going to win this month. You're going to win December because that's your birth month. And that's the only month you'll win. And I'll be kind of okay with that because birthday magic is kind of strong sometimes. But that's our week 11 picks. And we'll be back for next week. And we are too late.